Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit. Without us being consciously aware, our values drive how we show up in the world, our personality, our habits, our behaviours, our decisions and priorities. They're also the measure we use to tell ourselves whether our life is turning out the way we want it to.
When how we live our life matches our values, we feel content. When they don't, we feel as though something is wrong. So in this episode, we dive into why at midlife our values often change and give you some exercise to go through that will bring you clarity and direction. Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. So we haven't actually recorded one for a few weeks.
Wow, it feels like ages.
It does feel like ages.
We did loads in a row, didn't we? We were doing like 3 or 4 a week at one point, with like between interviews and recordings and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, but why is that, Mr. D? Because we've been on holiday.
We have been on holiday.
Oh my goodness.
And it was wonderful.
It was wonderful. We went to Formentera, which is just off of Ibiza, so we know it well. And it's a place where we can just, quite frankly, go a bit feral.
Yeah, it's lovely. Just very simple there. Pine trees, beaches, just get up, swim in the sea.
Not wear any shoes.
Not wear any clothes.
No one wants to know that, but we did get naked a lot. So it was really, really amazing. But we're back here in London. We've kind of been taking it quite steady for the past week. But we are getting this out to you now. And today we are going to be talking about values. And this is super important for us midlifers, we believe, because our values can change at different stages in our life. And truly, we often think that actually our values have changed quite a lot once we get to what we term as midlife, right? So our values are very different to what they were in our teens, in our 20s, in our 30s, maybe our early 40s. Our values can change and shift at different times of our life. And quite frankly, what we valued when we were younger might not align with the values we have now. And that can actually start to make us feel a bit uncomfortable. It's like actually what used to make me happy and the values I used to have now aren't aligned with who I've become. And oftentimes that can lead to what we, again, might term as a midlife crisis, but we don't like to use that word because it's not a crisis, it's a revolution, it's a reinvention.
I love that. Yeah, it's surprising, more probably not surprising actually, like how many prospective clients I speak to and they just say I just feel like I've lost my purpose. They've driven for so long in a certain direction, and maybe that's a career or raising a family or running a business, but they're like at a point they're like, oh, I'm just not sure that's what I want now, and I feel a bit empty, and I'm not sure what my values are, because your purpose will come from your values. It will flow from your values.
Absolutely.
And as Claire said, often those values can be like, right, I'm going to be like the top of my career, I'm going to go for it. And then we get there and it's like, well, I've done that. It's not quite what I expected. I can see what I've sacrificed along the way. So it can be useful sometimes to actually stop and think, actively think, because we don't often reflect on it, about what our values are, or even what we would like them to be, so it allows us to move forward into a new phase of being.
And I think it can sound a bit woolly and a bit fluffy. Oh, you know, what are your values? But it is really, really important because James just alluded to there, it can which should drive actually our priorities. It should drive our goals. It should drive our behaviour. Mm. And deep down, these are the measures we use to tell ourselves if our life is turning out the way we want it to. And if you feel slightly out of whack, it's feelings that are going to tell you how you feel about your life is going to tell you really about whether you are in line with your values. So we do think it's a really, really important thing to do this with us today. Mm-hmm. We are going to give you, as we always do, we are going to give you actionable steps. We are going to actually take you through a process. So if you are listening to this, walking around, running, in the car, whatever, you're going to want to listen to this all the way through. And then you are definitely going to go want to go back and do this piece of work. But please make sure you go back and do it with a pen and a paper and just give yourself permission to prioritize looking at your values. Because we can honestly promise you that this is why you are probably feeling out of whack, because you don't know what they are. You haven't even considered this, and you haven't given the space to sit down and do this piece of work. So, but this is why we can feel dissatisfied, discontented, and things can feel a bit wrong. So, like James said as well, you know, when we're younger, I know for sure my values have changed enormously, even in the last, goodness me, actually in the last few months, I would say. But when I was younger, you know, I used to value status, success, money, competition, real adventure. And I still value adventure, but it's not one of my top values. But my top values were definitely success, ambition, drive, all of that stuff. And it gets us to a certain point in our life. We're like, okay, I've got all this stuff around me because I was behaving and setting my goals and prioritizing these things in my life in line with those values that I had. But now they just feel a bit out of whack. Mm.
I often think a good exercise to do, we're going to give you a proper exercise in a moment, but a good exercise to do, if you're able to, is to just imagine pulling yourself out of your life and plonking yourself down on a beach somewhere. Because so often our values so often our values become shaped by the environment we're in, right? It comes, you know, by the work environment we're in, by our family environment. And we can get very narrow focused. So we have these values, like, I should have these values. I should be doing that. Oh, everyone else seems to have these values, so I think I should have it as well to compete. So we can have this very kind of blinkered approach to it. But if you could imagine just pulling yourself out, plonking yourself with nothing to worry about. You're just existing on a beach. You don't have to think about, you know, money, food, anything like that. Just rest assured, everything's taken care of. If you're just being on that beach, being a human being, what would your values be? What would your values be as you explore your life? Mm. What would you want from that life if you dropped all those constructs away from around you?
Mm. I love that. And that is what we just did, because actually a lot of the time we are still being driven to strive. And actually we are in a society where we are told this is what you should value. This is what you should be doing. And by osmosis, we pick up the values of those people around us, actually. But what are ours? What are ours? And I'm just actually going to give you a few examples of out of whack values, if that makes sense. So I'll give you an example of someone that now in their midlife, it could have been all the time, but in midlife, they really value family, you know, family time. But they've created a life for themselves where they are working a 65-hour, 70-hour week and wondering why they don't feel happy. Because guess what? They value family time and they're not getting it because what they're doing is not in line with their value. Another one is, and this is very, very poignant for me, is I value community. And again, a lot of people, as we get older, we value connection and community. So we value community, but you're working at home alone. And this is why, again, like the pandemic was so, so intense for so many people, because we are community beings. We are pack animals, right? Most of us value community, but we're working at home on our own all the time. Still, even now, for me, I have to go out and create that sense of community for myself so that I feel in line with my value. But if you don't have that, you're going to feel very unhappy and unsatisfied in your life. So I don't know whether you've got anything to add before we go into some of the exercises. We've got two exercises.
I'm just going into the exercises because I think this is I think it's where you're going to get the value from this, listeners.
Yeah.
And like Claire said, if you're listening to this on the move, I urge you to go back to it when you've got time and space to sit with a pen and paper and do the exercises.
And the reason we want to do that is because many of our life's decisions are about understanding what we value most. And especially when we're faced with multiple choices, lots of options, it can be very confusing in that place. Like, what do I do with my life next? What do I do? You know, all these questions we have. Should I take that job? Should I have that conversation? Should I do this? When we when we're faced with lots of options and confusing and conflicting information that all might seem valid, all might seem reasonable, it's quite comforting to just have and keep reminding yourself of what your values are. Keep coming back to your values, using them as a strong indicator, a guide, if you like, of what direction to take. So that is a precursor to this exercise. So I really, really want you to understand that what this is really, really important. It gives you a sense of comfort. Mm-hmm. It is almost like your compass. It is like your grounding is your values. So, questions. We're going to ask you a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 questions. And what you'll do is when you go back to this, or if you want, you can do this now, great, but just pause. Pause the podcast. And then write the answers down. We're not going to give you the space on this podcast because otherwise this podcast would be very,
lots
very
of
lengthy.
Silence.
Yeah, lots and lots of silence. And I'm not good at that. So first question is,
when were you happiest? So really think about that. When were you happiest in your life?
The next question is, what were you doing and with whom?
The next question is, why was that?
The next question is, what gives you a sense of peace and contentment, and why is that?
Next question is, what makes you feel as though your life has meaning?
And this is a great question, and I'm going to explain why this is a great question. What frustrates you about others, society, and why is that? Because I've got an example, a pure example, and this is actually where this podcast has been born from. One of my top value is integrity. It absolutely is. I hate it when I see people acting out of integrity and out of truth, actually. Honesty, authenticity, these things. And in our industry, in the online industry right now, especially in health and well-being,
it is
full of disingenuous people. It is full of people acting out of integrity. And this was based, this podcast was based on me seeing someone on Instagram who said that she helps women eliminate the diet culture from their life, not have to count calories, not have to count macros, not have to do laborious workouts. And yet her first picture, her most recent picture, is of her doing a bikini competition. And I can tell you, she would have had to have strictly, and I mean strictly, in a way that most people couldn't and wouldn't want to, and we would never advise, restrict her calories, count her macros, and do insane hours of cardio and strength training every single day. So I'm like, how is that in integrity? So have a think about how...
Not to mention probably the performance-enhancing drugs as well to get the results.
Exactly. I mean, we're just touching on one thing that drives us nuts there, you know, let alone the menopause practitioners out there that have been through the menopause and feel that that gives them a right to actually give scientific advice to people without any qualifications. I mean, this is the industry that we are now in. This is the world we're now in. Social media, it's all smoke and mirrors. Most people, I would say, are not acting in integrity. So I know that one of my top values is integrity because that rattles my cage like nothing else. So have a think to yourself, what rattles your cage? What really annoys you? Because I can tell you that will be an indicator of what your values are.
So the idea of those questions is, right, that will prod your subconscious, get you thinking about what your values are. I'll just recap them really, really quickly. They are, when were you happiest? What were you doing and with whom? Why was that? What gives you a sense of peace and contentment and why? What makes you feel as though your life has meaning? And what frustrates you about others?
And why is that?
Why is that?
So just to give you an idea, I was actually not going to do this, but sometimes people can go, okay, what are values? I don't really understand what some words that I can use to describe my values. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I just pulled up a few here on a page, because what I don't want is me or James to start saying certain words that are actually our values and start leading you subconsciously down a route that's actually our values, not yours. So I'm just going to give you a few examples of values here. So accountability, ambition,
adventure, professionalism, prudence,
positivity,
focus, freedom, rigor,
fun, rules, fun, generosity, grace, community,
self-reliance, competitiveness, helping society, honesty, spontaneity, humility. I think you get the idea.
Yeah, I mean, creativity, hundreds curiosity. And hundreds of these. So many. Openness, order, equality, vision, unity, understanding, truth-seeking, all of these.
You can see some of those
things
are opposite as well. So here's the thing. There's not a right or a wrong answer. You know, your values are your values. What's important is that we know what our values are and that we're living aligned with those values. If we're not, then we're not going to be happy.
Exactly. So this is a technique that was given to me by my wonderful mentor, Robert. And this is going to really test you, okay? You are going to really understand very, very quickly, because sometimes we can overthink this as well. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm an overthinker. So for me, when he did this exercise with me, I was like, oh my goodness, this is horrible. But it really, really narrowed my focus and got me to my answers very, very quickly about what are my top three values. So I want you to get a piece of paper and I want you to write down, I'm going to give you like a minute, just a minute, to write down your top 10 values.
Yeah, don't spend longer because then you'll start to overthink it and start
to question yourself.
So just go with what comes from your gut, from your instinct, what your top 10 values are.
Please be disciplined about this. Please don't give yourself a minute and a half and think, oh, well, Claire and James aren't there. We are there, hovering above you. So, right, okay, so stop the podcast. 1 minute, write down your 10 values.
Then once you have those, we're going to give you 30 seconds only. Again, make sure you time this. You need to get rid of three of them. So you're going to cross them out.
Right now. So pause again. 30 seconds. Scribble out three that are the least important. Go. Now, coming back to us, we're now going to give you another 30 seconds to get rid of another two that are the least important again.
So we're down to five now. You'll have five left on your bit of paper. You have another 30 seconds. No cheating. Only 30 seconds. Cross off another two.
Go.
And then, of course, you'll be left with your top three values. And when you have those, you can just take a look at your life now and see if your life is reflecting those values or not, and maybe where they're signposting you to make changes so you are more aligned with your values.
And I'd actually just ask yourself, you know, where even today, so this is the intent, this is a really good way of, so we can do this value piece and go, okay, they're my values, great. But actually, what I would recommend is every single morning reminding yourself of what your three values are and how can I explore those three values in my day to day. How can I live those values in my everyday life today? How can I explore them? How can I show them? How can I live them? Because that way they start to become embedded in the new neural pathways in your brain, and you are going to start setting goals, prioritizing, behaving, choosing in a way that is in line with who you really are. And that is super, super, super powerful. And like James said, there might be areas of your life that you're in stark contrast and thinking, oh my goodness. But hopefully this brings compassion, because you might be thinking, oh my goodness, my values aren't aligned with the way I'm living my life. Please don't panic. This is an opportunity for you. You don't have to do anything radical, but this is an opportunity just to understand why you might be feeling a bit out of whack and bringing some sympathy and compassion to yourself. And that it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to change your values. It is life. We grow, we expand, we evolve. So of course your values are going to be different now to when you started out on this path of life. Be kind to yourself. And just every day think, how can I bring those three values into my world and my actions, my behaviour, my decision?
I hope you enjoyed that. We'd love to hear your feedback. Remember, team@themidlifementors.com.
Yes.
If you haven't already, do join our free community on Facebook, the Midlife Mentors Community. Just type that in.
All the links are in the show notes.
All the links are in the show notes. And remember to follow us on socials. And we will see you next week.
Yes.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Send you lots of love. Bye.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah. Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.